could get awkward. Wait.
Those are
wait, wrong for did sure. you
This could get
oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome to This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And that's...
This is episode 33.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about something new that's happened in your life. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. It makes my stomach hurt, but it's pretty exciting. So I've mentioned before that a little bit about my vision impairment. So I live in Alberta, but for the last 3 years I had been living in New Brunswick. And when I moved to New Brunswick, the province of New Brunswick did not have the type of license that I had in Alberta, which was just like a license, but it had a couple of restrictions on it because of my vision. And New Brunswick didn't have anything comparable. They were kind of like all or nothing. And then they were like, please get off our fucking roads. So they did not want me driving there, which I understand. But it was a bummer. So anyways, I haven't driven in like 3 years, but I moved back to Alberta like 6 months ago. And Spencer and I have, like, we chose to live in a place where we can both easily commute to work and do groceries and do everything we need to do without having to drive, just in case I'm not able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But so I recently was like, okay, I'm going to go for it and try to get my license back. So step number one was I see my optometrist who, you know, like does all of the regular eye tests and then make sure nothing's worse. And then she has to fill out like this vision report and write a letter basically like as a reference for me saying, yeah, let her drive. And so because it had been 3 years since I have had a license at all, people at the registry were like, it's been so long that you have to start from scratch and like do your learner's test and then without having to wait or anything, like do the road test before I can get my license back.
So you do the written test and then the drive test. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, step one, do the learner's test. And then once you pass that, we'll submit your vision documents to driver fitness and monitoring. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went to write my learner's test and I failed. And then I went back the next day and I passed. And it was funny because she was like, okay, let's do vision test. And I was like, well, I'm not going to pass. And she was like, well, we have to do it anyway. So like, let's go do it. She's like, okay, read line 6. I was like, I can't. She was like, okay. How about line 5? And I was like, can't do that one either. She's like, okay. Line 4.
Are these like giant words probably?
No, I have no, I can't see. So she's like, how about line 4? And they're getting bigger as the numbers get smaller. She's like, how about line 4? And I was like, is the first one an N? And she was like, let me see those vision documents. so then I was like, okay, here you go. And like gave them to her. And so she goes and submits them. And then it's like, okay, so they gave me a piece of paper saying that I passed my learners, but I don't have my learners yet because it's like under review or whatever. And so I have to wait for the letter from driver fitness and monitoring to come and say, she's cool, proceed kind of a thing. So I got the letter, which was nerve-wracking itself because I was like, I don't know if the rules have changed or maybe they're like, we don't want her on our roads either. Like, I don't know. So, but I got the letter and it was like, she's cool. Proceed. So I was like, awesome. So I go to the registry and I'm like, here's the scoop, blah, blah, blah. This is what step we're at. And here's the letter. And then the woman, she keeps going like back and forth to like her manager's office and back and like typing and checking things and asking me for a different ID or different something or like blah, 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 and going back and forth. So I'm like, what's going on? But like, whatever, these things like take time, and I know that my situation is like not typical.
Common. Yeah.
And then eventually she comes back and she's like, okay, so just double check that this information is right and like initial here, here, sign here, here, whatever. And I'm reading it and I'm signing everything. And then I'm like, none of this says like learners or anything. Like, I feel like this is my license. So I was like, do I not get a learners? And she was like, nope, that letter said to just give you your license. I was like,
oh,
what? She was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And so then I was just like, that's pretty cool. And I was like kind of getting excited about it. And then she was like, okay, like we went and did the picture and she was like, sign your name and everything. And before I left, I was like, so to be clear, like I can just straight up drive right now. And she was like, yeah.
So like you didn't have to do the driving test then. Oh my gosh.
Like, right? So like
I have no idea what they just did.
So that that's the thing is like, is everybody I've told is like not excited. They're like concerned because everybody knows about my vision and knows how I like what things I kind of struggle with and everything, and knows that I haven't driven for 3 years because of my vision. So they're just like, and they just gave you your license. So I was thinking about it this morning and I was like, 17-year-old me, when I got my license, I was like, yeah, woo, and like so excited, jumping in the car, don't give a shit, like driving everywhere. And then like me now, like 29-year-old me who just gets my license back, I'm like not excited. My stomach hurts. I'm like, they didn't test me enough. Like, I'm not worthy. Like, I don't feel comfortable. So that's been kind of interesting. And so on top of all of that, our car is a manual, which I am very inexperienced with. So last night I had a driving lesson with one of my friends because Spencer's gone. So like if he was here, we would be going for like short little drives every afternoon so I could get more comfortable slowly.
Yeah.
But he's not here. So Cynthia came over yesterday. We went driving, and like she drove us to a big parking lot, and then I like drove around there, and okay. Then we were like, okay, some residential streets, and then we were like, okay, some like main big streets, and then it was like, okay, let's do like the commute to work, which is like through like the heart of the city, and it was cool. And then there's like this big hill that's part of the commute home, and there was nobody around, so we like stopped on the hill, and then I had to like start on the hill driving manual, which was challenging but like good practice, and she was such a good coach and it was so awesome. And then today I was like, I'm gonna drive to work.
So you felt confident enough to just like do the driving on your own today?
Well, I felt like nervous about it, but because it had gone decently yesterday and I like am familiar with the route, I was like, I'm gonna do it. Oh, I forgot to say that yesterday when we were coming home from the test drive, coming into our garage, which is very narrow, I like fully scraped the back end of our car.
Oh,
we were like, okay, perfect, just pull forward. And then it was like, we were like, oh shit. I was like, good thing I hate this car.
I was gonna
like,
say, your car is an old car, so at least it's like not something brand new.
It does not matter. Like, I do not give a shit about it. But I was still like really bad. So then this morning I was nervous, but I was like, I can do it, and it's daylight, and like it's gonna be fine. But I was nervous. And so I got in the car, I'm backing out of the garage, which is so freaking narrow, it's ridiculous. And I bumped like my bike hanging on the wall, like on my way out, but I was like, whatever. And then I was driving, and I get to like the intersection of two main roads where I like turn to go to work. And I go to look out my passenger side mirror, and it's not there.
What?
So I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, when I bumped my bike, like, did my mirror just fall off? I was like, this makes no sense. I'm kind of frazzled because I was already nervous. And then I was like, okay, I'm not off to a good start. So I'm like super frazzled. So I'm at this major intersection making a left turn. And typically what happens is when the light turns green, there's an advance for the people who are turning left.
Yes.
So I was like, light screen, I'm going. So as I'm like pulling through the intersection, all of these cars are coming, and I'm like, why are all of those cars coming? And then I look ahead like to where I'm turning, and a pedestrian jumps out of my way. And I was like, holy fuck, what am I doing? I shouldn't have driven. What am I doing? And then I was like, get it together, just get to fucking work, and like take a deep breath, just get there, you're fine. Like, you know the rules of the road, you're just a little rusty. I didn't actually hit anyone, so like, we're okay right now. Holy fuck, though, I was so frazzled. And then I get to work and I get out of the car to like check on my mirror situation, and it's still there. It just had like popped back. So I just like popped it back out, and it was fine.
Okay. I was like, how did you remove your side mirror without noticing?
So then all day at work, I was just like super stressed about having to drive home after work. So I get in the car and I'm like, perfect, the sun is at that exact level where it's right in your fucking eyes.
You can't see anything.
And I was like, I'm already vision impaired and so stressed out, why did I drive to work? But I have to get home. I just like went slowly and like tried to like take my time and just pay fucking attention and also learn a new skill of driving manual. So like, yeah, it's kind of a stressful commute. And then I totally stalled. Okay, it was funny. So I'm pulling up to this red light and there's no one behind me, but I stop like way before the red light. And then, so I'm like, well, I should get closer to it. So then I'm like trying to get into like first gear to go forward more. And then I like stall. So like, that's embarrassing, but whatever. The light is still red. Then the light turns green. I stall again. Then I'm like panic stalling. And then there's like a line of cars behind me that start fucking honking. There's like a few of them that are like angrily like changing lanes and speeding around me and cutting me off. And they're like super pissed. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to like either fucking break down right now or like take a deep breath. Just relax. I'm new at this. Of course, I'm going to stall. Just get back in a gear and go. So then I did. And then the rest of the drive was fine. But then, and then I was like, okay, get into the driveway with the car. And then as soon as I parked, I like unplugged the car and I sat there for like 30 seconds. And I was like, I don't have to do this again. I can continue to ride my bike until Spencer's home and I can practice more safely with someone else.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like too, like you would have been driving in rush hour. So like that would have been stressful. It's a major city. Like, and then, and you guys have snow right now. So like, like, are the roads even in good condition?
So I came home and I like called Spencer because he's like obsessed with driving a stick and like thinks that we should always have a stick and it's safer and you have more control and la 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 la. So I was like, hey, dude, I need you to get on my level of in a year from now when we can afford a new car. We're getting a fucking automatic. And he was like, no, once you get the hang of it, it's going to be great. And you'll feel so safe and confident. And I was like, OK, maybe that's going to be true. But right now I'm scared and I'm nervous and I'm not comfortable and it's unsafe already. We need to remove every barrier between like I'll never be drinking. I'll never drive at night. Like all of these different things to just make it as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so like adding a new skill or like something else I have to think about on top of everything else is like, we just have to really make sure I'm like, my comfort has to be the priority. Otherwise, like, there will be bodies. So
there will be bodies.
And then
he was
trying to like explain to me like a little, it was a little bit mansplaining trying to explain. I was like, you can't, I was like, please do not try to like explain to me my own experience that I'm like sharing with you right now. It was funny. And then he was like super supportive and on board and everything.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I'm going to make you feel a little bit better right now.
Okay.
Because I think it's interesting that you almost hit a pedestrian on your way to work today. I almost hit a pedestrian on my way to work yesterday. And I have fine vision. My vision is fine.
And you, like, have been driving consistently.
I know.
Okay, tell me.
So I was driving to work and I like don't even need to drive to work because I live so close, but whatever, I was. And was making a simple turn. It's like pitch black when I go to work, like it's dark out. But also there's like nobody on the roads and you don't really see any traffic or anything. And as I was taking a turn onto the road that like we work on, I was turning and there's like this little median thing almost that sticks out in the middle of the road that they kind of just like put up there. It's like this post. Okay. So I always try to make sure I stay as far away as possible. Just, I don't know. I don't want to hit it. So I took the corner too wide, but also like stepped on the gas a little like too much. And as I'm turning, I like see this like runner like who's coming towards my car and they like jumped out of the way and like jumped up onto the sidewalk and I was like, oh my gosh, I almost just hit that runner. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah. And I felt so bad because I was like, I'm an idiot. Like, how did I almost hit that person? But I didn't even see them because they were on a different part of the road. And then they wouldn't have been like, you know, he was wearing reflective something.
Yeah.
But that only shines when you have your lights on it. So like as my car was turning, he like just like flashed. But here's my problem with this whole situation. Like, yeah, sure, you can tell me that I should have been a better driver, but why the hell are you running on the road? Like when it's like super dark out at night or early in the morning, there's a sidewalk that you could run on.
Yeah, that's a weird choice.
Like, it seemed really, I was like, why are you running on the road? Run on the sidewalk. It's way safer.
It is a little bit risky.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make me feel loads better. And also, like, now I'm thinking of all of the times I, as a pedestrian, have almost been hit. And, like,
it's probably
it
quite
happens.
A few. Yeah.
At least, like, I'm just grateful that I'm in, that I don't know, my brain has developed to the point, at least, where I can assess risk. And I know my own limits, and I
am
going to, like, I'm like, today driving to and from work was a legal choice, but like but like I'm gonna like, you can't just go from zero
to hero. Yeah,
to hero. So like I need to practice in smaller doses with with company in the car
before I
take on the road alone.
That was a super smart idea for your friend to take you to the parking lot. Because that just totally reminded me of when I went and took out our friend Leah to help her do driving. And so she was like, you know, in her early to mid 20s and had never had a driver's license. And like that was a goal of hers. But, you know, didn't live in an area like with friends and family like nearby who could like take her out driving lessons, and couldn't afford to do like the driver's ed and everything like that to actually be taught it. And so I was like, you know what? I'll take you out. I'm totally fine to do that. And I think she'd driven vehicles before, from what I had understood. Somebody had already tried to give her a few lessons, and she already had her beginners for so long. And like, but I think I was under the impression that she could drive a little bit better than she could. And I think, I don't know, she was a very nervous driver, and I was terrified in the car beside her. Partially because I was like, this is my car, and I think, like, we could easily wreck it. And I was like, and my car is, like, not that it's, like, anything fancy, but it's new enough. And I was like,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I was like, I really don't want, like, I was terrified. I was like, I can remember so many times being like, brake, 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 because she was driving so fast. And I thought what we did was a smart idea. Like, I took her into, like, a residential area, and we were just driving around a subdivision. And that proved to be a little bit too challenging.
Aww.
Yeah. And she did eventually get the driver's ed lessons.
Yeah,
which was probably a much better situation.
I was so proud of her when she passed and stuff.
And like got her license, and she can drive now. I've never like been in. Oh, I've been in a vehicle with her once, and you know, obviously, when you're still fresh and new to it, it's going to be like a little bit different driving. But
yeah,
that was. I don't know. I honestly fear for the day that I have to teach my children how to drive because of that experience.
I don't think. Just like speaking of children, like I don't think I'll ever drive my children anywhere.
Yeah, you don't. So,
so I shouldn't drive at all.
I was like, wait a second. You got to listen to this reasoning right now. Was Spencer like happy that you got your license, or was he kind of like, what are you doing? Don't get them.
When I texted him and I was like, so they just gave me my license. He was like, that's terrifying. Which was pretty much the reaction everybody gave me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I agree.
But I'm doing it anyways.
I was looking forward to like practicing and doing a road test.
Yeah.
Like, which I'm still I should probably still just do that. Like get some actual driver's training before I just put myself out there.
I remember when you guys were moving back to Alberta, and I was like, oh, like, do you think Sam will get her license again? And Spencer was like, I hope not. he's like, she should not be driving. It's terrifying for everyone on the road.
But, okay, that being said, when I drive in daylight, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
It's just like nighttime. And like a new car or like,
I can totally understand like the,
and I've never like, I've actually driven, like I drove for 8 years before I stopped driving for 3, and I've never, knock on wood, had any major accidents.
Okay.
And the ones I've had weren't because of my vision. They were just like, oh fuck, I didn't shoulder check or like.
Yeah. Something. Kind of like another stupid thing.
A mistake anyone could make. I'm just worried right now that this podcast episode is like a campaign to like take my license away. For like starting my own campaign against me.
No, they gave it to
get
you.
Get her off the road.
Well, don't you have restrictions though? Like you said that you had to redo it every year or something?
Yeah. So I have to get it renewed every year based on a vision test so they know my vision's no worse. Obviously, I have to wear like my corrective lenses, and I'm not allowed to drive at night on the highway or in rural areas. However, my own personal restriction is that I should not drive at night ever.
Yeah.
Which is tricky at this time of year because it's dark at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so true. It's dark in the morning and it's dark at night. Like, it's, like, dark on your commute to work, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty shit. So I'm just going to keep biking and walking. But yesterday when I was, like, out with Cynthia practicing, at one point we just, like, ended up on a main road that had a lot of construction. So there was, like, a lot of orange pylons and stuff. And it's black outside. Like, it's not late, but it's dark as hell. And I was like, okay, like, pretty sure I'm staying where I'm supposed to stay and, like, whatever. Like, it's fine. But I was like, if you see an obstruction in the road, do not assume that I also see it. And then we're like, let's get the hell out of the street, like, ASAP.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish you luck with that uphill battle.
My game plan is to practice in small doses with competent people who also drive standard, which I have a few close people. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, get my skills and confidence up. And then even then, fucking only daylight in familiar areas.
Yeah. And you probably... would you want to drive to and from work every day if you could?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No. So my, like, only workout is my commute, so.
Yeah. And I mean, like, if Spencer's around, he's going to be driving, and there's probably, like, not a lot of times that you are going to want to need to drive anyways.
No. I've lived here for 6 months already without driving at all, and it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I can get everywhere I need to on my own, and anything else, like, if Spencer's here, he's obviously happy to. My mom's here, like, anytime I need her. Mm-hmm. And, like, my friends, I love hosting, and I hate leaving my apartment. So, like, people just come here anyways, so it's good.
That works. That works.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay safe out there, everyone. You never know who else is on the road with you. It might be me.
So I guess we should probably ask if anyone else has ever almost hit a pedestrian.
Yeah. Or what's the number one reason why you should not be on the road?
Let us know. You can tweet at us at TCGA Podcast on our Facebook. You can get in touch with us. That's This Could Get Awkward. And you can email us as well. This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com.
A word of warning. If you email us, the chances of us emailing you back within, like, 3 weeks is very slim.
Yeah, we don't check our email very often, but also nobody emails us. So
that's true. There's, like, one person. And his last email to us was, like, basically, like, I'm sick of your shit. You never reply.
But it's so true.
Sorry, guy.
Anyways, I think that's a wrap for this week. And we'll hopefully join you next week, as long as Sam doesn't kill somebody and end up in jail.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. That's it. Bye.
Made my stomach hurt.